Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Here we are a couple minutes late, but anyway, we are here. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. Please, please press 1 if you would like to speak with us. We do have a full queue, but I'm going to go ahead and post our show to our pages as well, where we'd like you to follow us. And I think I just posted to an audience that is only me. This is only me. Let me double check. Sometimes we post things on Facebook to save them for later. You know, like I've been different recipes and articles and things like that. And so I don't like to post those to the public. And yes, I did post to ourselves, which is not going to generate any callers. So I'm going to change that to public, and we're going to bring on our first caller right now. Everybody in the queue will be getting a reading, so please keep your place in line because we do go in order. And I'm opening chat, which is something new as well. How exciting. 602, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Evelyn.
Oh, Evelyn. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I thought of you like last week.
Oh, my gosh.
I was looking at were we watching a show, like a whole HGTV show? It was like houses in Arizona. And I thought of you.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah.
I've been thinking of calling in for a while, but it depends on where I am, what I'm doing and stuff. So sometimes I don't always get to call in when you're on the show.
Yeah. So give us your birth date again. I think you're 31-4, but I can't remember.
9/26/58.
You sound like you've got like grandkids in the background.
I do have one little one here.
27. No. What did I do wrong? 13. She's a 30 equals 3?
39.
926. She's a 40 equals 4. You're not a 31-4, but you are a 4. I did remember your master number. You're a 40 equals 4.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, you should have corrected me. I'm sorry. But anyway, it's different karmic number, same master number, and you are coming up on a birthday.
In about 3 months.
3 months. It's not. So you're going to be 65.
Yes.
65 years old.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. So that's 25 years beyond your karmic number of 40. Well, it would be interesting when you turn 66, that's 26 years beyond your karmic number. And actually, that's the day on which you're born. So there should be some.
Oh, yeah.
Going on at that point in your life.
She's on a multiple right now.
Yeah, you are on a multiple of your master number by 16 right now. So changes should be going on now. Tell us.
Well, I think since the last time I've talked to you, not a whole lot has changed. I'm kind of still in the same stuff and whatever. Other than I don't know if you knew if I had a grandson or not, but I do have one.
No.
Sorry. It's been a while since I've talked to you. But my kind of question is that do you see me doing some investment with my son on land and a house.
So are you referring to an investment where you're renting the property out, or are you talking about an investment where you
Well,
live?
I would invest in it too with him.
So you would live?
To live on the property.
Live on the property?
Yeah, I would too, yeah.
So you
we're
have
looking to buy some
right
land
now, right?
Yes.
Okay, just go ahead. What were you saying? You were saying something about the land?
Oh, yeah. It's like an acre or acre and a quarter or something like that. And then we would probably, then we'd build a house on it. And then I have like a casita or something attached or something like that with it.
Hmm. And this is like in a subdivision?
I mean, there's other houses around there. It's not like out in the boonies. I mean, it's
Let me
out
tell
there,
you what I was seeing when you called. I was seeing a field of flowers. Now, that's a weird image for Arizona.
Right.
You don't have a lot of flowers probably growing unless they're succulents because of the climate.
No, there's flowers.
Well, there's flowers, but I mean, I saw
like bougainvilleas and stuff like that. But
I mean, I've never been to Arizona, so I don't know much about, you know, what grows there. But so that was the image. It was like on land. Now, I don't know if any flowers in the area where you're looking at this property.
Well, we just started looking, so we don't have anything set in stone, but I was just wondering if you see that was going to transpire.
Well, I see I saw like dirt and flowers, so that could be related to you seeking a property where you can build land, because that would be land without, you know, a structure upon it.
Okay.
Right.
Evelyn, I want you to, you know, we've got a lot of callers, so we can't spend a lot of time on each person, but I want you to start to be very creative right now, and I want you to use your mind in order to draw any kind of correlation you have to the topic I'm going to bring up, because what I'm going to bring up may not seem logical to you, but you're going to have to make it sound logical, and what I'm seeing is a washing machine. So when I say a washing machine, responses might be, oh, we just had ours fixed, washing machine, we just got a new one. You know, you've got to start the ball rolling by associating
the washing,
machine
is I'm doing my son's laundry right now.
Oh.
Okay, and your son is who you want to invest with?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
so the answer, the quick answer to your question is you're going to find a property, you're going to be building a home, and your vision of all of this is going to come true probably within a year.
Okay.
I think that's, good news.
Yeah, good.
Because, you know, it's not always a good idea to move in with your children, but for some people it works. So we're getting green lights. I mean, with my vision and with what Neil saw with the laundry, which is pretty,
Yeah, because I'm doing laundry for him right now.
For him, so that's a positive validation that this is gonna happen.
Oh, cool. Because he was concerned about his job last night because he works in the pool industry, and he was just wondering if that job's gonna stick around because it's that money that gives him the financing to do this.
Does he? Clean pools? Does he fix equipment? What does he do?
No, they build, model homes, and they do the landscaping and the pools for the model homes.
Well, I don't know what he's worried about. I don't get pick up an energy that's going to be disturbing to his profession. How long has he been doing this?
He's been in the industry for a while, but he's only been at this job for a little over a year. But he said he saw a job posting for his position yesterday. He kind of got concerned.
A job posting for his position? How long has he worked there?
A year. Well, question, could they be expanding, and that's the reason they're posting for another position? It doesn't mean necessarily if they're given, but maybe they have too much business and they don't you know, they don't have the manpower to take all the jobs.
at this point, I don't have anything more than that. I think he was concerned about it.
I wouldn't be concerned. I mean, you know, he could say, hey, listen, I saw an article. I saw an opportunity to have a job in my position. Should I be concerned? Is there anything that I can do to correct? Or is that something aside from what I do? He needs to ask, not just sit there biting at the nails and wondering. This is a simple question that's legitimized by what he saw in the paper. My thought is that it's nothing to do with him. I could be wrong, but that's what he needs to do.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah.
Okay, Evelyn, keep in touch with us. Keep
touch.
Nice to hear from you, really.
It is. And it's like, I like to call, but I don't want to call too often, but I always like to hear you from you guys every so often. So
yeah, and listen to the archives, too, you know?
You
I don't
bet.
Know if you listen regularly, but you can. Archives are available on Apple, iTunes, and many other sites where podcasts are hosted. So good to talk to you, and let us know. Like, when there's a change, let us know. If something moves forward or if you install, give us a call. That rhymes.
I will. And I appreciate it. And I thank you guys very much. I know you got a lot of calls, so I won't keep you on too long.
Okay. Take good care, Evelyn.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. We have Michelle. Hi.
Hey, how are you, Kristen and Neil?
Doing okay.
Fine,
11/10/17/1974.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I know you. I know your birth date. I've got it locked in. Some people's, you know, I obviously Evelyn's I didn't remember, but I remembered little pieces. So how are you, Michelle?
I'm doing really good. A few weeks ago, I came back from a trip from Ireland, and I really had a very nice time, and I liked it more than I thought I would. It's a place I hadn't been to before. I'd been to lots of other places, but that was the first time I went there. I wanted to know, because it is actually kind of connected with Ireland, I wanted to know if it's possible to get a message from my father today.
Father, I thought you were going to ask about your father.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to ask about your father.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Yesterday, I was referring to something came across my mind. I was referring to leprechauns. And sometimes when those things happen to me, there's always a hidden double meaning going on, usually.
You were referring to leprechauns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in spite of the fact of what the surface incentive was, there was something deeper going on. And you're getting a message from your father. You know, he's crossed over. He's a soul spirit. He's lingering in the astral field, meaning that there's still a lines of astral communication. And he's referring, first of all, base one, he's talking about a rock. So when you were in Ireland, did you look at a rock? Did you pick up a rock? Do you have a rock collection? Anything with rock?
Isn't the Blarney Stone in Ireland?
Yeah, I did. I kissed the Blarney Stone, and he and my mom had also done that.
Okay. Well, in spite of the obvious action there, which I wasn't thinking about, I'm only delivering the message. He was there when you did that. His presence was there. He's following you. So he's around. Number one, symbolically, he's kissing you too. And then he's talking about a yellow scarf, like something you would wrap around your neck. I don't know if the color signifies the actual material, but he's talking about a wrap around, you know, like you wrap it around your neck, not like a shawl, but more like a
neck scarf.
Yeah. In the beginning, I was wearing a scarf because I thought it was cold, maybe because I'm from Florida.
Okay.
And then I kind of realized that no one else was but me, so it made me look like a tourist. I was like, these people are tough.
Yeah, they're used to the cold, right?
Here's where we stand. you wanted to know, first of all, you want to know if he's around. He's around. Number two, he sends you kisses in that regard. Number three, he's trying to keep you warm. He's protecting you. And then number four is an odd one, but he's talking about arthritis in the knee. I don't know why he's talking about arthritis in the knee out of everything, but he's talking about a knee problem. Why he's presenting that to me, maybe I'm getting lost in translation, but he's referring to that. It's nothing serious, but it seems to be a flag that he's putting up. It makes sense to you?
Yeah, sometimes my right knee hurts.
Oh.
Well, you know, you got your dad around. Kristen wants to say something. I've connected you to your father in this regard. My judgment is he is around, and he's sending you his love.
So what I'm getting, Michelle, is something about teeth. So I don't know if your father had problems with his teeth when he was alive. Well, I mean, he certainly doesn't have problems with his teeth now. He doesn't have teeth. Or if there is something going on with you. Have you been to the dentist lately? Is there a cavity or anything going on with your teeth? So there's two ways to interpret.
He had lost a couple teeth, but as far as I know, my teeth are okay.
So I think it's his teeth he's referring to. That was the first. I thought it was his teeth. But then I thought, well, I should probably ask Michelle if there's something going on with her teeth. So he had lost some teeth. Kiss is
deeper. There's a deeper depth. Because in the thought of losing the teeth, it's not so much the losing the teeth. She's getting it right. But he's talking about some symbolism of eye teeth, meaning he's keeping an eye on you.
Mm.
And teeth are important because there seems to be something coming up in your life that he has to chew on. In other words, something, there's a conflict going on, coming up, and he's going to, I don't know what he's going to do, but he's going to be there to help you through it.
That helped to enlighten my vision. So that was helpful. Anything else you want to ask, Michelle?
I did want to ask one thing quickly. The last time, it was several months ago, that I talked to both of you, Neil mentioned something about meeting a guy that works with aviation or airplanes or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I did recently meet somebody, and I just want to know if this is who we're talking about. He's a guy that actually works with FedEx. He works in management, and he works in, like, the office, and he actually works with aviation. And he in the beginning wanted to be a pilot. So I just wanted to know if this is who we were talking about.
So just question, when Neil said that, did he say this is the guy that you're going to be with, or did he say this guy is a kind of a signpost that you're on your way to meeting the guy? Because there's a difference. Sometimes someone can come in that's just, a person on the way to the next individual who you might be meeting. It may not necessarily be a romance. So do you remember?
No, he said that this is the guy that I'd be looking for.
Oh, okay. So, and is there a romantic connection going on right now, or is any talk of romance or moving towards that direction, or is it still at a friendship level?
No, it's still at a friendship level.
Yeah.
I just found it a little weird because he's not exactly what I would have expected. So just wanted to ask about that.
Okay. All right. So FedEx is connected to piloting too, because you fly the mail.
You fly all kinds of things.
So there are FedEx planes. There are planes that deliver it. Number two, he's not what you expected because When we did the original reading, we were connecting to a soulmate. So this man, probably since you first met him in another lifetime, has gone through several transformations in body and shape and attitude. So by the time he lands back on the planet with you, the conditions are you have to meet him because there's a karma. The obstacles are, well, you don't look like you used to. You know, something's different. That's because he's had other lifetimes. Now, the intention is, by the rules of the universe, is that you two are supposed to be together. But it's not mandated by the further conclusion that it has to happen. It's just mandated by the conclusion that you have to meet him. So in meeting him, we've got two things going on. He could be the one, or point two, if he's not the one, you'll have to complete whatever's left with him to finish, because you won't get to that guy without him, without completing something. So you win both ways.
I bouncing back to your father, I'm seeing a vision of your father and with glasses. Did he have problems with his eyes? I don't know why I'm getting his teeth and eyes and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he had glasses, and he used to lose his glasses a lot.
Oh, so he lost his glasses a lot. And any eye problems for you?
No, I mean, I have contact lenses, but I'm
fine. You wear contacts, so you do have, you get like nearsighted or something?
Yeah, I mean, I need correction.
Need correction. Yeah. Okay, just another.
Yeah, we've got a lot of callers, but does this guy have, was he divorced? Does he have children?
He may be divorced. I don't think he has children.
He may be divorced? What do you mean?
I mean, we hadn't talked about that. That didn't come up. We talked about a lot of different things, but that didn't come up.
What, did you meet this guy online? Where did you meet this guy?
Yeah, I did. And then we met in person, actually.
And what was that like? Briefly, 30 seconds, what was that like?
It was actually quite nice. We talked a lot. He asked a lot of questions. We walked along the beach, and it was pleasant, actually.
I am getting a nice vibe.
Are
you getting a nice vibe?
Well,
I'm getting a nice vibe.
Nice in terms of it's
safe.
Supporting our prediction. It's supporting our prediction. If he mentions anything about a motorcycle or being in an accident, call us.
Okay.
Call us or do a reading. Because now what you're getting into is a karmic relationship with a past life individual that was predicated on the fact that he was going to come in. He has come in. This is the guy. So, yes, he's the guy we were talking about. What we have to discover now in the maneuvering of digging deeper into this cave is, will he just be a predominant passing figure, or is he the finalization of your relationship on the planet? I don't know yet. Have you done anything differently with the bank system? Have you changed banks? Did you have any trouble with banks?
When I was in Ireland, I had an issue getting money, and I realized the next time I travel that I have to get a digital online bank.
Okay, so that's a confirmation. I would advise you to pay attention to this guy, to go through it. Maybe if you want, you can do a private reading with us when we have more time. Or maybe if you don't want to do that, you can call us on the radio. But this is the real thing for the moment.
You know, someone in chat pointed out his online profile, or I actually pointed, we were discussing. If he was divorced, you would think that would be on his... on his dating profile.
His file was as minimal as mine, which is completely fine.
Okay. All right.
I didn't put much effort into it.
That's fine. So, okay. So it's not a big deal. All right. Well, try to find that out too, and then keep in touch with us, Michelle. Glad we could connect with your dad.
You did. That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
It's so great. I'm glad you enjoyed your trip to Ireland. You know, I was never interested in going to Ireland earlier, and now I'm like, why did I not go there? Same thing with England. I wasn't interested because, you know, I felt like I want to explore countries that speak foreign languages and are more exotic. And I never made it over to those two countries. And I really regret it. Ireland's beautiful. And I think probably I would love to live there because the weather is like gray and misty. Okay. Let's bring on 646.
Hello. Hi, Neil, Kristen. This is Zara. Thank you so much for taking my call. You asked me to give you an update. Remember, I was trying to sell my condo.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yes. So first you guys thought it would sell in April. It didn't. So I called back and you said you confirmed after asking all the questions and determining like it was positive that I would get an offer in May. And May 31st, sadly, I didn't. So nothing happened. I'm not sure.
Well, we got a problem.
So hold on, 630, you're next, just to let you know.
You know, yeah, we can be wrong, but typically we're not. Typically we're not.
Right, I remember you saying that.
And so something's wrong. Something has to be examined further. If something has to be examined further, we're not ready to take the blame for being wrong, but we're ready to take the responsibility of looking what is going on.
Right.
And, you know, we could say it's the market. We could say that. Or we could say perhaps, what's your birthday again?
It's 9/6/65.
Well, the 65 is a little bit troublesome.
And your husband again?
10/30/63.
Well, I mean, one thing we talked about is the lack of AIDS in your birth date, and we know that you've already done investments in real estate and things like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't have a problem having a lucrative, or your husband has probably a fairly lucrative career. You know, you lived in, Mountain View before this, which is
a
very expensive area, 14. But there's still the lack of AIDS, which could be a problem in selling this home. Neil, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm adding everything up.
We've got to go to a different area because now we're determining that there's something in your energy field that could be doing it. We've got to examine that first. So I'm going to ask you a question. And just answer it in the most creative, broadest sense that you can. When was the last time anyone in your family needed cough medicine?
Cough medicine. Oh, gosh. Not too long ago. I recall it happening sometime over the winter. I can't recall exactly when, but I do remember it happening.
You remember? What do you remember?
My daughter.
Your father?
I remember somebody. My daughter needing some cough drops. Yes. Something about, this was recently, I would say a couple of months back. Something,
so
she felt like it was some pollen or something, but it was affecting her throat. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. How old is your daughter?
She's 30.
Does she have any difficulty about you selling the house? Is there anything negative about her approach to it?
She thinks I'm funny, like I'm being fickle, because I haven't been here too long, but, she understands.
That's it right there.
But the fact, you see, there's a karmic situation going on from a past life. So she thinks you're fickle. Actually, here's the theory. I don't think you're selling your house yet because it's dangerous. There's a danger behind the timing. And I think that thing is stopping the sale of the house because if you sell it too soon, in spite of our efforts and our predictions, there could be an accident. That would happen while you're moving. Your daughter is actually a good indicator that there's a reason. Now we've discovered that there's a reason behind the pause. We'll continue because what will happen is that it will be like the weather. The clouds will suddenly part. You don't have to take your house off the market. You don't have to do anything differently. Just give it a little bit more time because this is about anyone in the family ever broke their leg, any accidents, any cars, any sports accidents in the family, anything?
There's been accidents in the family. But I actually took it off. I was just so sick of it. Like nothing was, slow. I took my property off the market.
Okay, put it back on in July.
You think so?
I mean, hold on. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, is your daughter right insofar as maybe there's an adjustment period that you need to go through?
No.
So you don't think she's right?
No.
You took it off the market.
I
don't know. I
just felt like we weren't getting enough traction because I think the rate, obviously the economy is also playing into it with the rate hikes, the mortgage interest rate stuff. And so ever since that happened, I think the last two hikes, we noticed there was a lack of showings, appointments were not being made as much as before. Yeah.
Zara, in a reading, we're going in a different world than a reading. In a reading, we understand there's dynamics on the planet that are happening, the market.
Right.
And the books. But in a reading, we're going to a different
deeper level.
And we discovered
deeper level.
Yeah, right. We discovered that the cough or the whatever connected to your daughter. Your daughter thinks you're fickle. We take that information, process it, and realize, come to the conclusion that something's not safe yet. The timing's not safe. I asked you if there's been accidents. You confirmed there's been accidents. So that further confirms that there's something about the timing. You don't have to put it up in the sky. You don't have to. But there's a reason why it's not selling beyond the market.
So, okay. I mean, you don't like the place you're staying in, and you took it off the market. So
I just felt like it wasn't the right time. Given the economy and the lack of, you know, traction, we just weren't getting enough appointments. So I said, why leave it on? It's just accumulating the days on the market, and I don't want it to be stale. It's already been on for a while, a long time, you know. So, I didn't want it to just look old and stale, like what's wrong with it, you know. So I just figured, fine, we'll take it off and just put it on again next spring. I mean, I got to just wait it out, you know. That's what I felt, unless something miraculously happens. Like, you know, I told my agent, I said, fine, if you come across someone serious who's looking in the area, obviously give me a buzz and we can make an appointment.
Let me educate you really quickly. Is there anything wrong with the house?
No, it's a condo. It's in a great building.
Dora, it has nothing. That's nonsense. It has nothing to do with how long it's been on the market. You just haven't. I've seen houses on the market for 8 months and then they're sold. I've seen.
I know.
Percent lines on. That's nonsense. There's nothing wrong with your house. You just haven't found the right person. If you want to take it off, that's up to you. But, you know, I'm suggesting that there's a reason behind it and that your house will be sold and it has something to do with timing.
And again, I think I was picking this up last reading, but again, I'm getting something with the feet, shoes. Any shoes? Did you buy new shoes recently? Any problems with the feet?
My daughter just got a pair of sandals gifted to her.
Daughter is the same.
The same daughter.
Okay. Why? Yeah. That's why the shoes are coming in again. So I mean, it's just more validation to support the premise that
Everyone I talked to was so confident. Yeah, it's going to sell. No problem. It's going to sell. But there were always, you know, it's the timing. Everybody was just not accurate about the timing. And so, yeah, I mean, I just feel like I have to wait till the spring, maybe, you know, next March or so, and put it back on unless I get lucky
the timing is more than what's on a physical level. So whoever's saying, you know, well, it's going to sell then, it's going to sell. I mean, you know, we said, well, it'll sell at this time.
In April or May.
April, May. But this is also a radio reading. So we have limited time.
Yeah.
So going into the karmic, whatever karma might exist that prevents the sale, sometimes we don't have time if there are other callers or whatever.
I understand.
So now this reading revealed that there's a deeper reason. And, you know, it's been confirmed by many different validations. So I don't know. Try to enjoy your life in the city at this point if you're not going to sell. I don't know. That's the only advice I can give you at this point as far as, you know, adjusting to this. I know you want to be somewhere where you're like, you know, in a semi-rural area and there's land.
I just want a little more space, you know. I don't like
too
rural either. Yeah.
I understand.
I just want a little. Yeah. So, you know, sometimes it just takes a little bit of trial and error to figure out exactly what fits. And so she understands. I mean, she doesn't think I'm fickle in every aspect of my life. it's just this particular instance. But she understands. Yeah, like I need more space. It is what it is. So
I don't think you need to explain that or justify that to anybody. I mean,
I don't. You're right. I don't. It's my business and, you know, So do you see it like somehow getting lucky and somehow one of the agents that knew about my place will come through, or do you think I'll have to wait till the springtime now to put it back on?
No, Neil said to put it back on the market in July.
I don't know if my husband's going to be on board with that. I don't know.
Okay.
He feels like we've like given it enough time and we have to just pack it away until next spring. I think that's he's leaning towards that, like just forget about it. It didn't sell, and maybe we're meant to wait. I don't know. I'm hoping we'll get lucky. Honestly, I really, like, I'm just hoping that the agent that was my listing agent will come across a buyer, or someone who knows that we were on the market recently will remember that, you know, they have a nice place, and let me show my client maybe it'll work.
The other thing you can do, I mean, which is not probably ideal for you, is rent your property out and buy another house and, rent it. Has that been a consideration at all?
We've been talking about that as well as an option.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not excited about that route.
No,
I'd rather just be done with it. Yeah, but it's we're considering it. Yeah,
if you want to get out sooner, I mean, it may be an option, and it may be safer in
July. You know, I don't know about that, because any potential person that's going to move in, they're going to know that you have an interest in selling, and it's not really fair to the people moving in, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, if you don't want to put it up, don't put it up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going over the same tracks. I think it's going to sell.
Mm-hmm.
If I were you, I would put it up in July. If your husband isn't going for that, don't get in a fight with your husband. Wait until spring. The world's not going to fall apart.
Yeah.
To answer your question, whether it's going to sell or not, I think it will. And I think you're acting prematurely and taking it off the market. You're not fickle. You're just, you're not centered. You people aren't centered.
Mm-hmm.
You're not giving it. You're too anxious, and you're too you're jumping the gun here. But anyway, it's not a vastly important
issue.
I think it's going to sell, and it will be up to you when you want to put it up. You want to wait till spring? Wait till spring. I think it could sell sooner. We've discovered where the energy is. We think that there's something to do with timing and action.
We've got to move on. We've got two more callers
time. We've got to get going.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. All right. Take care.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day. Bye.
You too. Bye. I mean, I would love to live in New York. I think it would be great. I love that city. I love it. But it would be an adjustment. My sensitivity towards noise, she probably has a soundproof building, but my goodness. I mean, if you're living in it's very expensive to live in New York and live well. So, you know, living in a one bedroom apartment on your own or as a couple, you're going to, you know, you're working class or
New York,
whatever. Even
Manhattan.
There's a whole article in the New York Times about people, young people, want to live in Brooklyn, and 10 years. And the article actually prices out what they want, and I mean it's millions and millions of dollars. So it's very difficult.
Sinking in the ocean, or the weight of all the buildings and the people, it's literally sinking into the ocean.
Okay. So San Francisco. All right. 803 is next. 0630, you're next. After this, wait, 803, I've got to take 630 first because I promised them the order reverse, then 803. So you're next.
Hi,
sorry. Hi, is this Dion?
Yeah, you don't have to be sorry.
Dion, right?
Yeah.
Hi, 12573-2810-1. How are you?
I'm good. I'm packed up and ready to go. I have reserved my movers and things like that, but the delay there's two delays. One, there's one lady who's holding my relocation papers, and she just doesn't like me or something. I don't know. So she's holding on to that. And then disability still is. They actually told me that I should get my money within a couple of days. Like, so I'm not too worried about that. It's just the relocation papers out of the county. This lady's just sitting on them. So must be something to do with the delay. Like Neil was talking about. Than the other lady, like it wouldn't be safe to move forward or something.
Well, we have to determine why there is a. So you're waiting for like Section 8 housing.
Well, it's a
housing?
I don't want to say handicapped, but yes, it's the 811. So I still have to have surgery, and I can't get my medical stuff taken care of. I filed for disability last year. because I wasn't able to move, and that's what my doctor told me to do. And so it's just been one thing after another, and then finally my doctor was like, you should move to a different county because you're not getting the medical care that you need here. Like, there's just not enough resources up here. Like, you need surgeries and stuff like that, and, like, this isn't where you're not going to – you'll be stuck up here forever. So that's when I started researching, and I found an apartment down in Miami. And I can transfer down there. I found an apartment. The lady said that she'll take my voucher because they have, like, a whole program where, like, you go through the rehabilitation and then they, like, get you back working and stuff like that. And it's, like, a transitional period. But I have to have the paperwork stating that I've lived in this county for 18 months and that I've been a good resident and stuff like that. Like, there's a process. And she was just – she's just not in a hurry to do anything. She just doesn't – she just doesn't feel like the need to, she's like, well, you're just going to have to wait. And that was a couple of weeks ago. She's like, it takes a couple of weeks. And that was a couple of weeks ago. And
I don't know.
I guess it is.
I would get in touch with, what is her position? What is her role? She's like a social worker or what?
Yeah, she's a housing counselor. And I called the Department of Housing, and they had me file a complaint, which I did do, and they gave me, like, their phone number because they were like, they can't do that. They're like, you have to, like, keep on that. Like, you definitely, like, you should have already had it. Like, when you are pending surgery, you move to the top of the list. Like, but I also don't have the money to move. Like, I still have to get my disability check in order to pay for the movers. That's why I'm just, like...
So when is that?
The flow right now.
Right, you're going with
the
flow.
They called me. Yeah, they called me and they said that it could be by next week. So any day now. It's just whenever they're, but they have their paperwork and it should be any day.
As far as your money coming in. But so this, I think you need to either or both get in touch with the housing coordinator and say, this is urgent. You need to set up this needs to move forward. And otherwise, get another person assigned to your case because she's not doing her job.
Yeah, that's what the other girl in the office said. She said that to me. She said she does whatever she wants whenever she feels like it. She said she's got no rhyme or reason. So that's when I called and made the housing complaint.
Is there a supervisor in the office that could reassign?
I don't know. I'm just this just happened, and I saw you guys were on, so I called.
Oh, well, I would call back and say, listen, is there a supervisor that I can talk to in the office? Because I need to get the ball rolling here, or I'm going to miss out on this housing. And the housing, is it in, like, affordable housing? It's not like an apartment, like in a regular complex. It's, like, affordable housing.
Well, it's a lady who her sister owns this condo, and it's been sitting vacant for months, and it's down the street from the hospital. From the new hospital. It's down the street. Like, even if, like, God forbid, if something were to happen, I could walk there, okay?
Right.
That's why I wanted this specific condo, because it's, like, right there. Because I've been sick before, and it was like, oh, my God, how am I going to drive to the hospital? And so I talked to her about the program and everything and explained to her, because she's like, I want a one-year lease. I'm like, oh, it'll take me a year to rehab, you know, to get all my medical issues fixed. I'm like, oh, 1 year is fine. And so I discussed it with her. I mean, obviously she's not going to hold the apartment for me, but nobody's rented it either. So it can go pretty fast. I just have to have those two components locked in, and I'm ready to go. I'm so excited.
So what's the...
Really?
She's for her disability check, and she has an uncooperative housing. The person that's supposed to put her in the housing is not cooperating. She's dragging her feet, and they're not supposed to do that. So she's not working according to what the standards are. She's not performing to the standards she's supposed to be performing to. She's just doing whatever she wants. So she's got the unfortunate luck of having a bad representative helping her get a home. But she needs money, and she's waiting on her disability check. So there's that. But that's only a week, and she's not going to get this done in a week, I don't think.
So, I mean, she could do it any day she wants to, as far as like.
Right, but I mean, what I'm
paper.
Saying is, she's not gonna. As far as you getting your disability check in a week, I don't think that's gonna prevent you from moving down there. Should she start taking action now?
Yeah, my disability check could come at any time. He said by next week.
Right. So what I'm saying is I don't think there's any problem with the money. I don't think there's going to be any problem coming from your end. The problem is on her end. You're ready to go if it's the money that's coming in. She's the problem. So you've got to take care of her. She's the problem.
Okay.
What's her name?
Her name is Kim.
Don't give us her last name.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like a fake last name, I think. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if I were you, I would talk to her supervisor. Usually, that's would be the process. And so that's just a recommendation. Escalate this to a higher authority. Talk to her supervisor. Express your problems with her, and that might get her going. She's just lazy with you. She's just not. On the ball there. So you're going to have a problem with her. I don't expect any great changes with her unless you.
Yeah, right.
Other than that, I think once you do that, things will get into clearance.
Any Penny in your background? Anyone named Penny? Penny. Good.
Yes. Yes. When Penny? I was a child.
Okay. Go on. Give us a little description.
Okay,
huh?
So my mom, you know how, remember how my mom didn't like to cook at all and my dad was super rich? And so, like,
yeah.
We would go out every single night for dinner because that's what we did. We went out to eat every night for dinner. And so this one restaurant that we went to like 5 times a week, the hostess name was Penny. And, like, she was like, you know, like, we've seen her every day. And then, like, my dad would give me the money to go pay the check. And then he would let me keep the change, and we would buy, like, the little hot dog gumball candies that they had for sale for, like, 2 or 3 pennies or whatever it was.
So
but
pennies.
Yeah, she was just,
yeah.
Yeah. I know her.
Huh. Okay. Help me interpret this, Neil. Penny.
Well,
Well,
you see, I mean, aside from the name and the attitude of the journey of in your tribal zone, this woman who's representing you is not part of your We get to the idea of pennies. We get into the circumference of money.
Yeah.
So I think that Kristen's attitude about Penny coming in extends from a tribal zone. So we're going to go back through time rapidly, reconnect your tracks. You need to talk to a supervisor because that person is probably closer to your tribal zone than the one that's representing you. And the one that's representing you is probably coming out of the texture of people that have been in your life that have
sabotaged you
or hurt
exactly.
You. So there you have two tribes, good tribes and bad tribes. This person who's handling your case is on the negative tribe. That would be inclusive of anyone who's ever hurt you, including
family
members, particularly
family
members.
Your family.
So what you got to do is just switch it over to a supervisor.
Yep. So do that immediately, Dion. When you come to
I'm
call,
right now.
Supervisor. Okay, let us know. You can email me
if you
want.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
I was going to say something. Oh, there's a Jennifer's in chat. She has a Penny also, her aunt, who's like a mother to her. So, killing more than one bird with one stone.
Well, don't say that.
Well, that's a bad expression. Okay. 803 is on the air. Hi. Sorry.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, good.
Yeah, I was calling to ask about my love life.
Okay, what's your name?
He's called before.
Yeah, I know. I remember him.
Yeah, it's my other phone. I used to call y'all a lot. I just haven't been calling.
What's your name?
This is Chris from South Carolina.
Chris from South Carolina.
What's your birthday, Chris?
Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve.
12/24 of the year, 76. Okay,
yeah.
So Okay, so what I remember about your love life is you have a girlfriend who won't let go. 9/19.
That's over. 2 months. Yeah, about 2 months.
Okay.
2.5 months.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, it's too toxic. Way too toxic. I'm better than
Yeah, we recommended, you know, letting go of that. You did 2 months ago. So you're wondering about your love life now.
I'm out now. Yeah. I'll take you to the store if you want me to. Oh, okay. Well, when I get something, I'll let you know. I'm sorry. That was a neighbor. Okay, I'm back. Hello?
Okay.
Okay.
What's the question?
He's asking about his love life. I'm seeing ribbons. I don't know why. Ribbons. Anybody you know wear their hair with ribbons? Any female?
No.
Ribbons?
I've just been in the house. I don't go on dates. I've just been by myself.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's like, you know, yesterday. Anytime in your past.
Ribbons.
Okay,
so you're basically housebound. Is that what you are?
He's disabled.
Well, there's nowhere to go. I have a nice car, but, you know, I don't go anywhere. I know where to go in my little town.
Okay, so do you typically, when you do meet women, is it typically online? Is that how you search them out?
Online, mostly.
So there's
online.
A woman, I'm seeing a woman coming into your life, and she's really big on, like, stationary bicycles, you know, exercising at home. I see this woman on a stationary bike, as though she were exercising. And now that's a clue that you're going to be meeting somebody online. The woman.
So
the woman is probably battling a weight issue, but she's trying to get her weight down. And that shouldn't be a deterrent to you because she's trying to get it down. And she's also in the element of looking for a partner. So it seems as though if you continue your search online, you might be conversing with a woman who's just says to you nonchalantly, well, I'm trying to get my weight down. I've been doing some exercises. I got a stationary bike. And the two of you will start talking more and more, and that might be your next relationship. I don't think she's too far from you, but you don't know her yet. So I'd continue to look.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay, good.
Anything else,
I don't know why I'm getting that image. There's also, you know, the synchronized swimming or gymnastics, and there's ribbons. That's what I'm seeing for some reason. I don't know. Maybe she'll be, you said into sports, so, I mean, stationary bike. Maybe that's why that's coming in.
Here's what I think. I think that this woman does online selling, and she wraps things and sends them to people. I think so. The clue to this woman not only being maybe trying to get a weight down, stationary bike, but her job is that she sells things online. And she's basically kind of homebound, but
hopefully not her body.
No, not by being crippled. She's just looking for someone, but she's not like a big socializer, and she's got a business with these sell things online. So look in that direction.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Anything going on with your poetry, Chris? Have you been participating in the?
I've been doing real good on that. I switched back to rap, so I've done like 2 or 3 albums in the past.
That's what I'm getting.
I have like 30 songs I did. So I did an album last year, and now I'm doing this music now. I don't have to do no music no more. I've done so much. And
great.
It's good,
what I was getting, that there's activity in that area. You're a 5. That's the vocal chakra. So, you know, rap, right? Anywhere we can find your albums? Do you want to share that with the public?
You can go to SoundCloud. SoundCloud at Parker, PARKERHELLSIN.
Wait, H-E-L-S-E-N?
What? P-A-R Parker Helsen. P-A-R-K-E-R-H-E-L-L-S-I-N.
Helsen.
Helsen, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's on SoundCloud, or you can add me on Facebook at Parker Helsen.
Yeah, well, add us. Have you ever added us?
I know what's your name? Philip and Baker?
Philip and Baker. Neil and Kristen Baker.
Okay, just add me. All my music is on Facebook
because
and SoundCloud.
On Blog Talk Radio. There should be a link, but I'll find you and send you a friend request. Usually I don't do that, but we'll do that.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Good luck.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, that was a busy, busy hour, and we appreciate all our callers and our chatter, who I will be contacting later today. Anyway, we're back on the air on Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. And that's it. We'll speak with you then. Bye-bye.